In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As a child growing up, one of the beautiful things that was imparted to me by a teacher was that repetition is the best teacher. And I know many of you have been at this service probably most of your life. And this service is the same every Good Friday afternoon with the unnailing of our Lord, the procession, the laying of his body into the tomb, you all coming up and kissing and venerating. But it's done every year on purpose to remind us of what really happened that day. Because the service today is this icon right here. The service is about him being put on a cross. The service is about him being made fun of. Imagine, as we know this person as our Lord, that he was mocked and given a reed, a bamboo stick similar to this, maybe a little bit thicker, and told to hold it and to stand there and to make fun of him and call him the King of the Jews. I want you to think what you would think if it was somebody you loved. If it was somebody you hated, it really didn't matter. But if it was somebody you loved, how would you feel? And then they took this rod, and they took it from him and put his clothes, and then they hit him on the head with it. Just think about that. Think what they did. The greatest humiliation that they could pose to this man who was called God by some and the Savior and the Messiah, and to those who were making fun of him, were a little bit worried and afraid, wanted to make sure that they humiliated him in any way they could. So they took a crown of thorns. And they placed the crown of thorns on his head. And they didn't just put it there very nicely and say, here you go. They put it down on his head until he bled. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that he screamed out when they did this. And he probably didn't. Because what he was doing was not for himself. But what he was doing was for every single one of us in this church today and those who have come before us, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and those who will come after us, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and brothers and sisters. He was doing it for us because he loved us. When they put him on the cross, they didn't use little two-penny nails. They used a nail and hammered it through his feet and his arms to prove what point? That they were going to make sure that this man was humiliated beyond any understanding. They took a spear and they pierced his side when they realized he was dead. They took the reed, put a sponge on the end of it, put vinegar on it, and said, here, drink. Vinegar. The ultimate humiliation was presented to the people of that time to test what they did and they did not believe. And as we know, many of them were hurt, confused, not understanding, but did never lost their faith nor their love for our God. He never cried once when all this was taking place. He never was mean or ugly. He was, as we read last night at the cross, loving and peaceful, and always praying for those who were enacting this humiliation upon him. The greatest words that our Lord left us on that cross, while these people were crucifying him to this cross, were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It is now our opportunity, today as we come forward, to kiss his entombed body and the gospel, to forgive those who have hurt us. Holding grudges doesn't get us anywhere. So let us take the example that our crucified Lord shared with us today, and every year as we celebrate this wonderful and glorious feast of Pascha, let us learn how to forgive on our fellow man, because that's why our Lord showed us how to do it. As you come forward this afternoon, please come quietly and prayerfully, offer a prayer, see the many utensils that are there, the crown of thorns, the nails, the sponge, the spear. See those many things that were used to humiliate a man who would not be allowed to be humiliated because he loved us and he cared for us. If you would like to pass underneath, you can do that, but we ask that you please be very, very careful. If you have children that would like to pass underneath, our altar boys will be here to help you. And then after you have passed by, offered your prayer, we ask that you please quietly exit the church and take an opportunity when you get outside to visit with those of your friends, your family, and your loved ones, and kiss them and ask them for their forgiveness and forgive them. Amen.